What's your take on this Pete Rose thing where he actually signed these baseballs, Gary, that said, I'm sorry that I bet on the game?
Yeah, I heard him talk about that, how what that was, giving it to a buddy of his to put in a vault. You know, it was pretty weak because you sign baseballs like that, I don't care who you give it to, some of those balls are going to leak out. And once one or two leaks out, then you're done. I think, you know, Pete's situation.
And I think he knew that. I really did.
Well, there's no question. It's, you know, it's like us on the air. If you say something, you know, even it's commercial, someone's going to hear it. So, you know, don't say it if you don't want it out. If you don't want those balls out, then don't write that about the Hall of Fame and what happened. Just don't do it. But Pete's always been a scammer. He's always been one to, you know, he's going to try to make the buck. He's always been a little arrogant about his personality, and I think that's kind of rubbed some people the wrong way. I think it rubbed the Hall of Fame committee that way. And if Pete would have, like everybody else, admitted that whatever they did right away, and so I'm going to go get some help for it, Pete would be in the Hall of Fame right now. But his arrogant stance on the whole situation, I think, just exacerbated that whole particular position he was in.